whiskey.
Welcome to the Whiskey Underground.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the BSEA Whiskey Underground. We're here tonight in our secret speakeasy to relax and enjoy some of the finest man-made creations on Earth, whiskey. Brant, here we are again.
As always, man, I'm excited about this episode because we get to travel away from Jeeves and find new bartenders in Walt Disney World. It's like a recruiting trip. No, I mean, no, Jeeves is still the man, but he gets like, this is like a secondary sub, like a assistant barkeep.
Truth be told, Brant, I think Jeeves is not going to be mad that we're gone for a week.
Fuck no, because we wreck shop when we come to town. There's no doubt.
This is true. But Jeeves, tonight, let's drink some of the Boss Hog. So, Brant, we're going to have Jeeves bring over our Whistle Pig 3rd Edition Boss Hog, and that was nicknamed what?
The Independent. So, this is like the big dog from Whistle Pig. So, I mean, it's a Canadian rye. This is a brand that has grown in notoriety. This brand is exploding, right, Scott? I mean...
Yes, it is. It is. They're doing some interesting things with Canadian rye, bringing the actual rye over to Vermont, distilling it there, and then making pretty darn good whiskey.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people like this. Basically, now, what they've done is they've actually... They started out by sourcing some of their bourbons or their whiskey from Canada. So this is a 14-year-old, 60% ABV. So it's a 120 proof that they have matured in Vermont for a number of years, but it originally started in Canada. And then what they do is they buy Canadian rye grain and then bring it back to Vermont to distill there, and they'll eventually make their own and distill their own and barrel their own in Vermont. So it's Canadian born and then USA bred?
That makes about sense. Yeah. So,
but it's not something to be trifled with. It's really good.
So look, you know, the whole purpose of this is to just really quick kind of tell you guys about the weekend that's coming up. I don't know if anyone has this, but I can tell you the best place to try Whistle Pig on property is hands down the Polite Pig, which only makes sense because it's probably the best bourbon bar on property.
Yes. You know,
look, it's a barbecue joint. It has some famous or notoriety to its ownership. And I think people probably love the barbecue, but when I think of Polite Pig, I never think about barbecue. I really think about the best bourbon bar on property. I'll tell you what, I don't know if Scott's been to it. Have you been to Polite Pig? Have you sat at Polite Pig yet?
Not yet, but that's going to happen this weekend.
I've sat there one time, and I will tell you that the bar is immaculate. It is perfectly designed and themed where it's a horseshoe-shaped bar. You sit at the bar, you overlook Disney Springs. You can see walking traffic. You can see people. The back bar is amazing. It's someone that walked around and saw hundreds of bars and designed this bar for this location. It's immaculate. One thing they have, though, being the Polite Pig, is they have an extensive collection of Whistle Pig product. They have Farm Stock 2, the 10-year, a private barrel of 10-year. They have a Polite Pig barrel that's privately labeled of Whistle Pig. Old World Rye. They have whatever you can name Whistle Pig, they have it. I would imagine that it's possible that they have Boss Hog hanging out there. It's not on the menu because it's super rare, but I would bet it's there.
They do have Boss Hog in their reserve, and they also have Whistle Pig 15-year in their reserve collection.
Right.
So they do have these over there. So if you go over to Polite Pig It's in Disney Springs. It's
I think you
it's down by.
You come out of one of the garages. I'm not going to tell you if it's yeah. lime or green. It's like on your right hand side. It's on the. It's towards the garages. It's not on the water side. It's toward the garages. But dude, it's a cool vibe. It's a cool restaurant. Great bourbon. So, but Scott, what I want to know is,
I want to know.
Okay.
What you think of this? Because we've had a little bit of this before. Jeeves keeps a bottle. We allowed him one splurge, and he chose this. Jeeves keeps a bottle. What do you think of this?
Man, I gotta tell you, I know this is a high proof whiskey, but on the nose, it doesn't smell high.
No,
it's not smell high. Here's the thing, too. I'm gonna tell you. When we first tasted this. It was in a mix of different bourbons. Tonight we're getting this as a one-on-one. It's way more enjoyable than it was with a mix.
That's got some nice spice on it.
I didn't think I picked that up. But it's got a Christmas kind of like a...
Yeah,
it's almost a got Woody's a pine, though. Like a... Not pine, but like a Douglas fir.
Yeah, it's got like a Woody's smell to it.
It's airy to the smell.
Ooh. That is a good smell on that.
So when I take a sip, it's definitely spicy. It's a rye whiskey, 100%.
Oh yeah. 100% rye. Canadian rye whiskey, 14 years old. That's got a kick to it, man.
But
you got to be ready for that jelly.
Yeah, you got to be ready. But I got to tell you, one-on-one, just me and the glass, it's good. It's not buried in a group of other whiskeys, other ryes that we were tasting. So it was underappreciated in a batch of crafted rye, right?
You know, I'd like to compare it to Stag with just a little more bite to it.
See?
Just slightly.
Stag smooth. I like to compare it to other American ryes, like a Buffalo Trace Thomas Handy High End, a Sazerac rye,
mm-hmm.
you know, $20 bottle. These other ryes. I'd put it up to get just any other rye that's out there. Crown Rye, Jack Rye, all these people that are making ryes now. Just to kind of get a taste of what they're trying to do, you would think this is kind of the pinnacle of rye, though, right? I mean, all Whistlepig is Canadian rye. This is their flagship.
Yeah, no, it's really, really good. I enjoy it. It's got a nice woody smell to it, woody flavor, spice from the rye, and just a tiny, tiny bit of sweetness on there from whatever barrels they're putting it in. I think it's just new charred oak.
I'm telling you, as I sit back on this, I still kind of get that I almost kind of get that woody, like Douglas fir, cedar, mm-hmm. cedar, like northern oak, very saturated, like saturated wood, not oak, I say oak, like conifer, pine yeah. cone, like very, I don't know.
It makes you feel like you're in a forest.
But I feel like there could be snow on the ground and still be green in the leaves. You know what I'm saying? Like, if there's snow on the ground in Louisiana, shit's dead.
It's the apocalypse.
Correct. But here, like, I feel like there's snow on the ground, but there's still a little bit of green in the trees.
I get that. I totally get that. All right, so look. You know, one of the things we want to talk about on this quick show is some of the restaurants, some of the dinners, some of the food and drink we're looking forward to. Mostly the drink. So, where are you drinking?
So, talking about the trip that we got coming up. So I can tell you, I arrive tomorrow night. I've got nothing. My first big day is gonna be Friday. We're going to Hollywood Studios, and we're going to, of course, go to 50's Primetime, which is Sydney's absolutely most favorite restaurant in the world. That'll be the first restaurant I touch on property. And I'm going to absolutely have Dad's Electric Lemonade. So, not a whiskey-based cocktail, but it's one that I always go to. It's my go-to for sure. They don't really have a ton of whiskey at 50s Prime Time.
I'll say that we've been there quite a bit. And it's where, like, if you're thinking of 50s and a cocktail and whiskey, you got to get a whiskey sour.
Yeah.
And my wife had one, and she liked it.
No, they have them. They have whiskey sour there. They have a couple different things. But Dad's Electric Lemonade is it's blue curacao. It's vodka, sweet and sour, and Sprite. It's a martini with vodka. A blue martini. I mean, not blue martini. A blue margarita. It's a hand-done margarita.
Yeah.
With vodka instead of tequila. And it's great. That's my first thing on Friday. So, Scott, that's my Friday lunch. Friday night, I'm going to Hoop to Do Review, which I haven't been to since 1996.
Pretty sure it's the same.
It's unlimited beer and sangria, and I can tell you I'm going to have unlimited beer and sangria. Pretty easy to explain, right?
Yeah. If you don't have to pay for the drink, thank you, Jeeves.
Yeah, thank you, Jeeves.
We're okay with beer and sangria.
Right. Right. Then Saturday, I'm going to have no lunch schedule. We'll be in Epcot. We'll probably do some food and wine fest. I'll probably go into La Cava, if I can only imagine, and have a tequila flight. This time I told my wife, though, so I typically have the La Cava flight, which is basically like their three just most elementary entries. I told her I'm getting a premium flight this time because... We're making a huge podcast. We're making a huge landing in Disney this time. It's going to be huge. I'm not worried about cash. It's going to be the best.
Dude,
All the tequilas are the best. It's going to be the best. It's great. Everyone approves. It's going to be great. So we're going to do like a premium tequila flight or whatever the big daddy is in La Cava. I'm going for it. And I'll have reviews. I may even go live. So if you're on BSEA but you're not a part of Three Sheets Nation, make sure you go to the Three Sheets podcast and join just for this. Scott and I are huge bourbon fans. We are. It's probably, if it ain't number one in our hearts, number 1.5 in our hearts.
No, it's definitely number one.
Disney is right there, though, right?
Okay, all right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if it's not one, it's 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
So Scott's on a podcast called Three Sheets. If you don't know about it, I know we get. I'm approving members every day that are not part of anything to do with Three Sheets, which is great. They're finding us just on whiskey alone, and I absolutely love it. And guys, I love it. I love everything about it. I love the podcast, where it's growing to be, and I hope people kind of get what we're doing. We're not that Facebook group that's selling bourbon or secondary marketing bourbon. It's an educational thing. It's a sharing thing. It's a learning thing. You know, make sure you're telling people what you're drinking, why you're drinking it, and why you love it, all that. But it's...
I'll put it this way. Brent, the BSEA is a secret society.
It is. Absolutely.
And we're not looking for 10,000 members. We're not looking for 1,000.
Nope.
We want you to invite your friends who you know are going to enjoy bourbon, enjoy whiskey discussions, and enjoy hanging out with other whiskey fans like yourself.
I don't doubt people are going to join it, be in it, and go, this is not for me, and bounce. Those are not the people we need. We want the people that want to just generally learn and talk and enjoy bourbon and enjoy whiskey, 100%. So,
all right. So after coming, kind of going around the world, what are you doing Saturday night?
So Saturday night, I'm going to Whispering Canyon, which Whispering Canyon is not going to give me a ton of alcohol options either. So most likely, probably just going to drink beer or whatever cocktails on the menu there. So fast forward from that into Sunday. Sunday is my last night. I'm on a very very quick trip. You get in late Sunday. Well, Sunday...
I do.
Sunday, we are going to go to Morimoto. in Disney Springs. And I'm going to tap into the Morimoto Japanese whiskey cocktail list and enjoy it. I mean, it's a so there's a bar at Morimoto that's, God, I can't remember the fucking name of this bar, but there's like a there's a special bar upstairs that's not highly known. It's kind of tucked away and out of the way, but
It's hard to find. It's hard to find. Truth be told,
I can't remember what the fuck it's called. I'm having a blank right now. It's got a cool name, but I can't remember what the fuck it's called.
It's the Forbidden Lounge.
Forbidden Lounge. There you go. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have specialty cocktails. They have a what they call a Manhattan East, which is like a Chinese Manhattan that's got ginger liqueur and sake in it, and a Manhattan. So I'm going to definitely tap into things like that. A Belvedere instead of like a Boulevardier that's got cranberry, you know, and sparkling rosé. Crazy things like that. Dim sum Bloody Mary. There's so many amazing cocktails on this menu that they basically take an American cocktail and twist it to a kind of Far East that I think I can go all day on this cocktail. Hangar One Vodka, Wasabi, and an egg roll for garnish and a Bloody Mary. That's insane, right?
Now, they do have, and I hope you get one of these while you're down there, they do have the Suntory flight. And so you get 1 ounce pours of Hakusha 12, Yamazaki 12, and Hibiki Harmony.
Yeah, all day.
I cannot recommend this enough. Well, because, yes, it's $45, but the Hibiki Harmony is one of my favorite Japanese whiskeys. Yamazaki 12 is amazing. Hakusha 12. These are two whiskeys that you cannot find on the market right now because they are kind of extinct for a number of reasons.
So, I mean, I'm in for the flight. I'll tell you a couple things on this menu that look ridiculous. So there's Japanese Old Fashioned with Suntory Toki. And a hint of orange. That's going to be great. I mean, that's an old fashioned just with a Japanese whiskey. But that
whiskey.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead. I was going to say, and that whiskey lends itself to those citrus flavors because
it's a little lighter, right? It's like a little.
Yeah, these are whiskeys that were meant that were brought over to Japan from Scotland, and kind of molded to the Japanese palate, which is a much more lighter palate than Scotland.
So, I mean, I agree, and I'm looking forward to having that old fashioned. I actually think my wife will enjoy that as well, mm-hmm. with the Japanese whiskey, just as much as she enjoys an American old fashioned. So, but another crazy thing is they have it's called a Kunsai smoked coconut.
Yep.
It's Mastro Dobel Humito smoked tequila. Humito. Basically, what this is this base. It is like a mezcal, but instead of being mezcal, is literally so mezcal is smoked in a clay earth pot. They basically have an underground kiln they put agave in and lay layers of like hatched branches and dirt. And they literally light it on fire to make mezcal. This is just like scotch is treated, it's open air kilned agave that's peated with mesquite instead of with
interesting with very
with
interesting.
Peat with peat like you'd get in Scotland, right? So Scotland is actual peat off the mountainside. This is with mesquite wood smoked open air. So
which is common in the Texas and Mexico area.
Yeah. But mezcal, you got to understand. So the difference is mezcal is trapped in a almost like a steam pot. So the pot is under the ground. They hatch it and then they put dirt on top of it. So when it is lit, it basically steams itself. This is in an open air environment like a barbecue. It's basically like imagine putting agave on a barbecue pit with mesquite fire. So this is what this tequila is. So essentially you're getting the taste of the mezcal, but it's smokier. It's not
Well, it's kind of like the mezcal is agave liqueur, but not technically tequila because it's not made in Jalisco, which is where tequila has to be made. That's one differential, but it's also a smoked tequila that's outside of Tequila, Mexico. So
yes,
it sounds like a good cocktail, and very weirdly enough, it's in an Asian fusion place. So very interesting.
I mean, super super different by being on the Asian cocktail menu, and I think if I can find it, it's it also has coconut and orgeat syrup, which is like an almond syrup. So I really think this is going to be more of a Mai Tai type drink,
yeah,
with an Asian fusion, Mexican Asian fusion in this cocktail. So that's one I'm interested. But then, so besides the Japanese old fashioned, this smoked cocktail, there's something called a Fortunate Monkey. That is monkey shoulder scotch, coconut, and green tea with a splash of pineapple, which all of those I absolutely fucking love. So I think that's going to be a cocktail that I'm not going to be able to miss. I think all three of these I'll have over the course of a dinner at Morimoto on Sunday. And then after, I'm coming find your ass, because you're going to be just arriving, and we're going to have some hall room scotch at Saratoga Springs, and then you're going to tell me what you're drinking Sunday through your trip.
So Sunday night, I arrive late Sunday night. Brent and I will meet up. We'll either go over to the Turf Club, or we'll hallway drink, and we'll just chill out on one of the balconies or one of the portcullises over at Saratoga Springs and just chill, because that's what we do, whether it's the secret speakeasy here or it's at Disney World. But my first dinner I'm looking forward to, and that's La Hacienda de San Angel.
Oh, man. Yes, yes.
Love it.
That's and on Monday?
It's on Monday. And I'm going to get my favorite cocktail, and that is the Casa Dragones Margarita. It is a beautiful cocktail. It is wonderfully flavored, and that tequila is to die for. I have a bottle in my house. I love it. I drink it neat. I'd make it in cocktails. It's beautiful. And then after that, I'll probably get my other favorite one there, because I have a lot of favorites, and that is all tequila. Yeah. And that's the Blood Orange Margarita.
Man, that's
it's a nice sweet and nice citrusy flavor. It pairs perfectly with a Reposado tequila. After that, you know, we spend the next 2 days kind of like meandering through the parks. I think the next day we're gonna go over to Epcot and do some drinks around the world kind of thing. But we do have a dinner at Via Napoli, and that's pizza, and I'm getting Moretti, which is Italian beer, and we're doing pizza and beer, because beer and pizza, just, it's like peanut butter and jelly.
Hey, I agree. That's a reservation I've always wanted to do, and it's always on the short list. We just never make it work.
Now, my next dining reservation is Thursday night, and that's over at Hollywood Brown Derby.
Oh, man.
All right. So, obviously, I'm getting the Cobb salad there. I love it there. But I'm in Hollywood Studios. I'm at the Brown Derby. I'm going to Los Angeles. And I'm going to ask the bartender, because they can make it. I'm asking the bartender to make me a Scotch Mist in Walt's Park. In a Los Angeles restaurant, which I'm sure Walt went to the Hollywood Brown Derby in Los Angeles, and I'm going to ask to make me a Scotch Mist.
So can I tell you what I haven't had, which if I could sit down and get it done, I would get it done. I've heard, I haven't had. So just as famous as the Cobb salad is to their menu, the grapefruit cake is to their dessert.
Yes.
Right.
So I have had the grapefruit cake. It's a little drier here sometimes. Every once in a while, it's a good grapefruit cake, but it's really refreshing.
So apparently they can make a grapefruit cake martini.
They do.
It's not on the menu. It's a request only. But you can request a grapefruit cake martini, which I only can imagine would be a grapefruit and a vanilla vodka blend in a martini.
Yeah, they've had it on the menu before. The grapefruit cake martini is kind of like a thing that the Brian Derby does. Like, they have their grapefruit cake. This is Deep Eddie's Ruby Red Grapefruit Vodka, Stoli Vanilla Vodka, and then a splash of cream liqueur with a vanilla water, a vanilla wafer rim. So basically they put vanilla wafers on the rim, and then that's like the cake mixture. And then they have Ruby Red Grapefruit Vodka, Vanilla Vodka, and then a splash of cream. So it's kind of like a cream cake in a glass.
Yeah. Sounds amazing. Sign me up.
Yeah. So I'm going to go over there and I'm going to get a Scotch Mist because I'm looking forward to that. And then the last dining restaurant that I have is the Coral Reef. Now they just have the typical bar menu, but one of the things that I've had there that I really liked is the smoked turkey, which is wild turkey 101. And then it's kind of smoked over like a cedar plank. And then they do some cherry, like some grenadine syrup in there. It's really good. It's basically a Manhattan with wild turkey smoked.
So do they do, that's one that they do a little bit all over property. Is there any, mm-hmm. is there anywhere that does it differently for any reason?
No, it's all the same, but it's one I've gotten there a number of times. It's a good cocktail. I highly recommend it. You're not going to go wrong with it, but it's good. Very good. I'm probably getting wine there with dinner, so I'll have a pre-dinner cocktail and then wine with dinner.
Yeah, that's my style. Pre-dinner cocktail, wine with dinner.
Yep.
I was going to say, so what is your 1 ADR sit-down? So here's my thing, and I don't know if you're the same way with me, but we dine all over Disney World. I mean, I'm going to have over the – I'm only going to be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So I'm going to be there four nights. Basically 3 days, four nights. I'm going to dine.
How is that possible?
Yeah, exactly. Because I come in really fucking late on Thursday and leave really fucking early on Monday.
6 days. Six days. Magical days. Yes, exactly. 14 awesome nights.
Exactly. But I mean, even in that amount of time, I'm probably going to touch a dozen spots for food and drink. What? In your time, what is the one spot that you look the most forward to? And what is the one drink at that spot you're looking the most forward to? And then I'll answer the same question.
All right. So I have two.
Okay, go ahead.
You can cheat.
No problem.
I'm going to cheat. You know what? If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Yeah, you're right.
Nick Saban.
You're right.
I have two. One is always the Rose and Crown Pub.
Yeah.
Because whether I'm getting a pint or I'm getting a whiskey there, because I love scotch, that is a perfect place to go. The second, and I'll say this, and I'm looking most forward to this, and that's actually the Turf Club, because the Turf Club is one of the few places on property that stocks Glencairn glasses for their whiskey, and they have a good whiskey selection. So I'm looking forward to going there, having a dram in a Glencairn, because I've gone all over property and I don't think I've ever had a Glencairn at Disney yet. This is one of the few that does. So those are the two that I'm really looking forward to the most.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I have two also. One is going to be a long shot, but if it can happen, it would be awesome. And it's just kind of because of time's sake. So, this would be the first trip since 1996 I've taken with my brother in the world at all.
Together,
yeah. So yeah,
like he hasn't been back since 1996.
So real quick, he's been back, but my brother's been back on. So he was in high school and collegiate marching band. So my brother has marched down Main Street three times.
Ooh.
Twice in high school, once in college. But the problem was, is as he told me, is they had to pick a... They only went for a very short period of time, had to pick a park to go to, and they had to be in a multiple group of like 10 people. So, so when they went, they had to find 10 other people to go to X park. So he never got to really explore the whole world since 1996. He's never been to Animal Kingdom, which him and Sydney are going to tomorrow, November 1st. They'll be in Animal Kingdom. But he hasn't got to experience everything. So this will be the first time I've got to go to Disney outside of being a fucking 12-year-old with my brother. And I'm really looking forward to he splurged and bought Park View Contemporary. So I'm hoping on Sunday, November 4th, we can sit in our room in Contemporary, watch the fireworks at Magic Kingdom, eat a white chocolate monorail fucking dessert that you can only get at the Contemporary, and drink, I don't give a shit what it is, alcoholic, be it scotch, tequila, whiskey, whatever. That's what I'm most looking forward to. I'm hoping we get that opportunity on Sunday to watch those fireworks. Then from there, go meet you, do whatever we happen to do. That's one of my first priorities, if we can pull that off.
That's going to be awesome.
Beyond that, I got to tell you, so people always talk about short lists and things that get cut. I have bitched to my wife about going to Tiffin's for 2 years. It makes every trip list ever. And I'm telling you, Scott, last night, November 30th, my brother and my wife were here at my house. We had reservations for this coming Sunday, which would have been the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
We canceled Tiffin's and switched to Morimoto.
I'm going to say good choice.
But the reason is because I haven't been to Tiffin's. No one else has been to Tiffin's, but my brother and my wife are going to go to GECO on Monday. Okay. And my brother was like, why do I want to eat Tiffin's on Sunday and GECO on Monday? And I'm like, look.
Fair enough.
I'm going to tell you, you don't want to miss. His options were GECO or Le Cellier. I'm like, man, go to GECO. So I said, look, absolutely. Here's the deal. I'll sacrifice going to Morimoto for my second time and not going to Tiffin's just so you don't have to do Tiffin's and GECO on back-to-back nights.
Look, hot take. I liked Tiffin's. I didn't love Tiffin's.
I'm gonna want to go to Tiffin's, but I tell you, I haven't been to Morimoto since 2016. But when I went to Morimoto, I thought it was the best thing I've ever eaten. I'm not telling you, the best thing I've ever eaten in my life is not a stretch.
Yeah. Look, Morimoto gets great reviews. Tiffin's, I like. I don't love. I don't know when I'll go back. I will go back there, but it's not on my, like, gotta get over there and yeah. Gotta do it again.
Yeah, yeah. So, my top two things I'm looking forward to. Sunday, if I can pull it off, fireworks, monorail dessert in room, and a drink with my brother. Second thing is whatever the fuck I can drink at Morimoto, I'm super excited about on Sunday night.
You got a busy Sunday.
It's a busy Sunday. But here's the thing.
It is.
I'm ready to go, like, live or let die, fucking, you know, all the way.
All night long.
So, yeah. So anyway, it's gonna be a good weekend, man.
It's gonna be fun. So look, we're looking forward to this weekend. You guys will hear all about it when we get back, but may your time here be educational and enjoyable. And so tonight, we leave you with our mission statement. Brant?
If you came here to learn,
drink what you learn.
If you came here to share,
share what you drink.
If you came here a stranger,
may you exit as a friend.
And if you came for an adventure,
drink up.
Cheers.